All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm Joel Farabee, and you're watching Nasty Knuckles.
Listening to Nasty Knuckles, the Hockey Outlaws podcast, with your hosts, Derek Nasty Settemeyer and former Philadelphia Flyer enforcer, Riley Cote, as they go behind the scenes with your favorite NHL players. Time to face off.
All right, welcome back. What's happening, Nasty?
What's up, Regalia?
Not much. Like your jacket.
I'll tell you what, this whole time. Thanks, buddy.
Pretty stylish this morning.
Oh, I don't think so.
No?
Thanks. What's going on, brother?
Just recovering from this weekend. Yeah? I actually played in five hockey games on Saturday.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a cuddle session.
Well, that too, but, you know.
I figured that was kind of in the mix there, but five games.
Yeah, a little tourney in Westchester. Four back-to-back games, and then went over to, Arena of 1923 UPenn for a Snyder hockey event.
Oh, nice, nice.
Played with Hartsey.
Yeah?
Friggy.
Still have it? Was there any Hartnell down?
I didn't see a Hartnell down, no.
Wow.
He could make some plays, for sure. Jeff Cortnell was out there.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and
how did he end up in the mix there?
I think he was buddies with the one of the donors.
Oh, okay.
That made the event happen, but it's good time. Still recovering.
Well, I'm glad you were able to do that and not play with your men's league team.
Well, I was in rough shape. The next day, I was rehabbing my lower back.
We found groins. A way to win. We found a way to win.
Well, OT winner, 3-2. I heard.
Not OT, but 3-2.
No.
Yeah, but so you got some pretty big news.
Big news
coming up this Saturday, yeah, man.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. Been working on this E60 documentary with ESPN, and it's called Peace of Mind. And we were filming that down in Jamaica over a year ago, and one of my former teammates, Steve Downey, a good buddy of ours, was in on the documentary. So it's just a documentary around psilocybin mushrooms, specifically psychedelics, and its impact on mental health, brain health, specifically traumatic brain injury and concussions, and all that good stuff. So, it's been a long time coming.
I know we've been waiting on this.
Been waiting on this. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of back and forth, a lot of chasing after people, trying to organize interviews and the whole bit. But happy to see that it's finally
it's awesome,
going to be airing. I have not seen it.
No.
I've seen maybe two clips through the trailer.
I had them send me the Blu-ray. I did.
You got a sneak peek?
Yeah, I did. vanilla.
And then on top of that, we're doing two screening, I wouldn't say parties, but screening events. One with UPenn on Sunday, the 23rd, from 2 to 5, and I believe the event is sold out. And then on Wednesday, the 26th, at Cooper Health.
Nice.
And they both have, one has an established psychedelic division at UPenn, and then Cooper Health is actually building out an innovation center that's going to be starting to study and work with psychedelics. So pretty innovative stuff.
Yeah, that's
you know, awesome, nice to see
man.
This thing all coming together.
So cool.
Just trying to do my part in, you know, trying to help specifically guys in my network, but anybody that you could use the help. But I think storytelling has been a powerful way of, you know, sharing this message and getting this information to the masses. So just going to keep sharing.
Yeah, you've already been helping a lot of people, and it's great. Everyone's going to kind of see, you know, what it's all about. And we've been, like you said, we've been waiting on that to come out.
Yeah, no doubt. It's been a long time coming. It was supposed to air last year, and they keep pushing it back. And, you know, our boys with the Warriors, you know, we've been talking about this kind of stuff for obviously to help their mental health. PTSD is a big one, right? Just, you know, major depression and anxiety and the whole bit that everyone is plagued by. But it's one of those things that, you know, you can talk about it till you're blue in the face, but it's almost like people need to see it and have some sort of visual to understand what we're even talking about here, because it's so out there, some of this stuff, you know. It seems like it's a foreign concept. So hopefully this can help people make sense of what we're actually talking about.
It's funny, like, saying that. Like, we've dealt with people that we worked under before that totally don't just have this vision of, this is bad.
Yeah.
You know, and now it's kind of, I think people are changing their minds, and this I think this will help a lot, too, because it's definitely helping people.
It absolutely is. So. Well, I think traditional substance abuse programs, AA programs, don't have any space for any compounds, you know, even, any cannabis in any of its forms. Obviously not psychedelics, because they throw all drugs and all substance in the same bucket. As it's like, it's bad. It's bad,
right.
And you know, and it's foreign. So I think this is a new angle on addiction, you know, substance abuse for those specific guys, that you could actually use these compounds, these sacred plant medicines as catalysts to help, you know, help you with your addiction. Because we've seen people get off hard drugs with, you know, the use of some of these psychedelics. So lots of promising results, benefits, but we got a lot of work to do still, right?
Yeah.
This is still schedule and drug in this country. That's why we have to go down to Jamaica to do this work, where it's legal and unregulated. So a lot of work to be done, just like cannabis 20 years ago almost. Right? I think this is moving a lot faster, but still a lot of work to be done.
Yeah.
Well, what do we got? Moving gears here. What do we got going on in the NHL world?
Well, before the playoffs started, after the last games there, we had a few firings.
Yeah.
Ron Hextall and Brian Burke were, you know, released from Pittsburgh. They didn't get a whole lot of time there, really.
No, it seems like they just got right. Yeah.
But they didn't make the playoffs. It's been a long time, since that happened. And our buddy Lavi down in Washington.
Yeah.
Kind of a mutual thing, I believe. That's kind of, I was a little surprised with the Pittsburgh one, but I don't know what was going on there either. So
there could be some underlining issues going on there. But the shelf life of these GMs is not very, very long.
No,
you know?
It's
these,
not.
These organizations demand results, obviously, right? It's a big business, a lot of money at stake.
You know, I think when you have Letang, Malkin, and Crosby, and I know they're getting up there, but they're still pretty impactful players, and you don't make the playoffs, and I mean, they choked, really. Pitt did.
Yeah.
I mean, they had a chance, you know, like they just got to win a game at home, and they didn't. But, I mean, I don't know. That's more on the players, in my opinion. But it is what it is. But we'll see. There may be more coming in the league.
Sure.
You know, I know in St. Louis, McTavish was let go, and Van Ryan. So see what happens. But I know one thing. Your bracket probably is not very good.
You're right. It's not. It's non-existent.
Man. So we need to talk about your picks for the first round. Who do you have coming out of the first round here? Okay. So I want to know what you have. Well, you don't have Chicago, right? Or Columbus. You didn't have them. I didn't think so. No. Hurricanes versus the Islanders, what'd you have?
I'm going with Hurricanes.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Well, it's easy to say now. They're up 1-0.
Yeah, well.
No, I'm kidding. You had them to begin with. Bruins and Florida.
Well, Bruins all the way.
Okay. So here's my question. They went with Alex Lyon, game one.
Yeah. We talked about this last week.
I know, but my point is, they lost game one. Do they throw Bob back in tonight?
I think, you know, when we talked about this, I think it was the right play to start him.
Yep.
And if they would have won, they would have kept going with him. I think they go back. I think they go back to Bob.
You do?
Yeah, I think so.
He was playing well. He let a really soft one in, and I felt so bad for him. It happens, but kind of tough time. And I'm not sure they would have won the game anyway. But I have I had the Bruins as well, and I had the Hurricanes. Just so we're on the same page.
Yep.
Rangers and the Devils.
I'm going Rangers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope it goes seven.
It'd be nice.
But the Rangers, I have the Rangers over the Devils too, but I'm kind of pulling for the Devils just because I like them. They're young, you know, like I like Hughes and Jizzy. Is that what it is? Little Jizzy.
Jizz, yeah.
Love Little Jizzy. Kid's sick. Toronto and Tampa Bay.
So I would like for Toronto to win it, but I got Tampa.
You do?
Yeah.
I have Toronto, though they got. I know they got beat. I wish I could be in Toronto today.
Yeah.
It's got
to
be a
like,
shit
I would love,
show.
I would love for it to be Toronto. I just,
yeah. I just
have to go with Tampa on it.
I went with Toronto because Tampa's played so much hockey. They haven't been that great this year. They've had spurts.
Yeah.
They do know how to win, man. They do know how to win. But I did go with Toronto. Yeah. I got to be honest.
We'll see. I mean, it's only game one, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. So on the west side, Stars and the Wild.
I go Dallas, but it's going to be tough now with that. My pick was Dallas, but
yeah, mine too.
Pavelski, I mean, that's a pretty big blow. Yeah, it's a big blow.
Oh. I had Dallas as well, and then the Oilers and the Kings.
I like the Oil.
Yeah, I do too, even though the Kings came up with a huge win.
Yeah.
Now, if you're in Edmonton, are you like, oh, shit? I know it's one game, like they got it, but you know it's in the back of their mind here.
Well, yeah, of course.
I mean, they're kind of like Toronto, you know, like everybody's expecting them to, but I do have the Oilers.
Yeah.
I have the Oilers as well.
I
mean,
I just would love to see McDavid drive a little.
Yeah, it would be cool. Vegas and your boys in Winnipeg.
I'm just going to go for the Peg. I'm rooting for the Peg. It'd be an interesting series, but
they were another team that just struggled like hell down the stretch. So I have Vegas in my pool, even though they lost. And they didn't go with Quickie. I wonder if Quickie will get in Jonathan Quick the next game.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see. I'll call Johnny Stevens.
Just ask.
Rambo, who's going to net tomorrow? Let me know. I need to find this out.
The inside scoop.
And then we have Colorado and our buddy Dave Haxtell on the Kraken. What do you got there?
I got Hack in the Crack.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. I liked what I saw down in Seattle.
I was playing golf yesterday with Yorkie and Carter. We were talking about them, and Yorkie's like, they were fast. He goes, and they jumped on us quick.
But the Flyers were slow.
They were slow. They were that day.
I'm not sure how fast the Kraken were, but we saw them pregame skate there.
It was insane.
They were
snapping. We've talked about that before, but I do have Colorado in that series. I would love for the Kraken to beat them. I'm pulling for the Kraken, but I don't know if they can do it, man. But they won game one.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun. I love the playoffs. It's the best time of year for me. Like I love it. So we'll see what happens. Those are your picks and my picks. I think I'm going to win.
Think so?
Yeah, I do. I do. But we'll see. That's just for the first round.
But
you've got Boston going the whole way. You've got them winning.
I got Boston going all the way. I mean, I know I know it's almost like they haven't faced any adversity, and it's almost too good to be true.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if they can stay healthy, I just can't.
And they play without Bergeron, you know, game one.
I know. I just can't see anybody beating them.
Did you see that clip? Maybe Baller can find it. I think it was before warm-ups or after warm-ups. Or maybe it was a morning skate. I'm not sure when it was, but Monty got every guy in the room and their arms around each other in a circle.
Oh, I didn't see that.
This is the best time. Like, he did this little speech. It was cool. And Berge was in there. he was in there. So I remember them saying on TV, like, he must be feeling better, but maybe they're just like, because he had a, they said there was a bug going through the locker room.
Okay.
So, it, but he didn't play. So
hey, he should be, he should be part of the scrum.
Yeah.
You might want to bring him in the whole team round up there.
But I was just saying, like, he was obviously at the rink and must be feeling better. So he probably will play tonight. That was my point.
Yeah.
But it was really cool what I thought what Monty did there. I've never seen that before.
No, I like
but,
that.
But anyway, man.
They got a good thing going on there. They got some
they do.
Nice
they,
pieces, they good really chemistry, do. Obviously.
I mean, that, and you got to give them credit with the what they picked up. Orlov, Bertuzzi.
Yeah, right.
Those
some great
Hathaway,
pickups. Yeah.
Man, they fit right in. They fit right in, too. Like,
speaking
it's awesome.
Of Bertuzzi, you see the clip against Cuzzy there? He ripped his stick out of his ass and started breaking his stick.
I can't believe he did that. Cuzzy's like so mild-mannered. Oh, he never says anything.
No, I know, right?
He's the biggest dick.
Oh, man.
I love it. Cuzzy was mic'd, a few, but he behaved himself.
Oh, did
I'm
he?
Like, you're not going to say what you normally say. You
oh,
know?
He's always
He used
driven.
To drive guys nuts, man. You just see someone turn around and sucker him
because
he'd talk out of the side of his mouth. He'd just chirp guys. I loved watching
man,
him
when I coached him, I can't tell you how many times guys, to what you were just saying, like suckered him. Like,
yeah.
like ruthless spears and slashes because
yes.
it was so quiet the way he did it. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't like.
He literally talked out of the side of his mouth or put his
like he wasn't saying anything at all, but it was ruthless, whatever he was saying. The guys just whack him over the shoulder or the head.
Oh, God.
Cuzzy.
I remember.
We got to get Cuzzy on.
Yeah, we do. I remember it wasn't real cool. Like, Cuzzy said something to Richie in the playoffs there, and Richie, I was meeting up with him after the game, and he goes, "What's his cousins all about?" And I said, "Oh, you love him." He goes, "I'm going to kill him." I said, "Oh, boy."
That's pretty much a response of everybody
that
plays against
him. Until you know him,
until
right?
You
like,
know
if
him,
you got him on your team,
well,
he's a great kid.
He's
but
one of those guys.
Anyway,
yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Should be interesting.
Yeah. So,
great time of year.
Best time.
Love it. Ready to rock your
I'm
nest?
I'm ready to rock.
Episode 105.
What? 114. Jesus.
114?
Smoke another bowl. Oh, yeah. Holy fuck. Keep that in there. How'd you go about that?
Oh, my. Oh, man. All right, Nas, you ready to rock?
I'm ready to rock, bro.
Episode 114?
Yes.
With our boy, Joel Farabee, 2.0.
Yeah.
Here we go. This episode is brought to you by our friends at Curaleaf. Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant, Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Have questions? Google Curaleaf PA or stop by one of their 18 locations across the Commonwealth or visit curaleaf.com/locations. Let's go, Nast.
114.
Welcome back. I'm Riley Cote.
And I'm Derek Suttlemyer. And this week we are pleased to have number 86 from your Philadelphia Flyers, Mr. Joel Farabee. Beezer, what's up, brother? Thanks for coming back for the second time.
2.0. It's good to be back. Love hanging out with you guys.
Yeah, man. It's fun. You got to sit here and listen to me talking about nonsense for 20 minutes before we get going here. But let's just get right at it, I guess. We were talking about this earlier with you going into training camp. We didn't expect you to play for a while. Earlier we had said that, but you ended up playing 82 games coming off that pretty serious injury with your neck. You know, tell us about that. Like obviously you're rehabbing, but I don't think we expected you to be there for game one.
Yeah, I mean, right when I got the surgery, I remember them saying probably, a month into the season is probably when we're going to look at to get you in. And in my head, I was fine with that, but I really wanted to play game one. Obviously, you know, new coach, new staff coming in, you obviously don't want to be sitting out right to start. So that whole process was kind of crazy. I mean, I even remember, I think like a week before camp, I wasn't even supposed to be doing like any of the testing. None of the on-ice stuff, and then, I was feeling good enough, and a couple days before, they're like, yep, we're just going to throw you right into all the testing, and I think that was good for me just to, you know, get on the ice with the guys and do that stuff, and then, yeah, obviously, I had no issues, and, I was lucky enough to play game one, and honestly, I felt good ever since, issues.
Well,
that's awesome.
It's pretty impressive. I mean, 82 games, even some bit healthy, is tough to do. I mean, coming off that injury. So no setbacks. I mean, you said if you feel good, you're good. You go into camp and play game one. Nothing
No. Yeah, I mean, besides maybe just like general soreness, and you know, obviously, I think from my neck, my like shoulders and traps get pretty sore after games and stuff like that. But just monitoring that stuff and you know, being smart with that, doing rehab stuff throughout the season, I think really nothing where I was you know, worried or had any, you know, hits where I felt like I couldn't play or anything like that. So definitely knock on wood, but yeah. Felt really good. Yeah,
amazing. Yeah, 82 games is no joke.
No,
for anybody, I mean, yeah. That's impressive. Some props
it really
to you.
Is. Especially, you know, it was. I just remember, like, we were talking about it on the show, like, it was great when we found out you were playing. We're like, dude, that's a huge boost, you know, for the lineup, because, like you said, we're expecting you probably missed a month. So it's very impressive, first of all, to play 82 games and coming off what you were dealing with. So you ended up, you know, what I really want to ask is, like, so the torch experiment, like, I don't know how it was for you, but I mean, you can maybe tell us what you want to tell us. But he's different from anything you dealt with in the last, you know, your first 3 years here. But what were your thoughts on him?
Yeah, I mean, he's just so brutally honest, and I think for a lot of guys, especially me being a young guy, like you're not really, you can't really prepare for anything like that. Like, you know, in the past, coaches have been, you know, whatever, but. He just comes in, he just tells everyone and exactly how it is. And I think it's awesome for our group, especially just because we're so young. And I think a lot of times we need to hear that stuff. I do have a pretty funny story about him. It was probably game 5 or 6. We're in Florida and we're on a back-to-back and whatever. And Florida was really good this year. And he comes in the room and he's like, guys, got to be honest. I think we're going to get fucking killed tonight. And he's like, I'm not trying to take the sticks out of your hands, but we got to play smart and we got to, you know, get pucks behind their D and whatever. It goes on this thing. We're all kind of like, what the hell is that? And we end up winning the game. So yeah. His message really gets through, I feel like, to a lot of guys. And yeah, like I said, he's just so brutally honest with what he says, whether it's, you know, the day before a game, the day of a game. So I think for our group, you know, he was great this year.
Yeah, I worked with Torts a few times at USA Hockey, and I think I've said it before, but I'll never forget when we went into that the week of camp before the World Cup started. We played Canada and in Columbus, and Pacioretty's on the team. You know, Max Pacioretty's on the team, and he benched him. Like, he benched him, and I think the whole third, if I'm not mistaken, and I write to the media, like, the media's like, well, I didn't bench him. Well, he wasn't playing hard enough, and he told Patch, like, he goes, you don't want to play, like, you know what, you're not going to play. But I was just like, whoa. So I knew a little bit about him, and we've had other guys that have had him as a coach, so he is
no
brutally
secret.
Yeah, it's not a secret, but like you said, it's got to be a little, like, for a younger guy, like, guy coming in there, like, whoa.
Yeah, you know, like, it catches you off guard, for sure. But, yeah, I think his message is great, and he knows how to, you know, get guys to play hard and motivate guys, and I think – you know, as we kind of go through this process of where our team's at, I think it's, you know, it's only going to help us in the long run.
Right.
Before we get off tour, just got to ask you about his training camp.
Yeah, that was crazy, actually. There's no training, I don't think, that's, you know, that's even going to prepare you. It's one of those things you're just gassed the whole time. but that's kind of what he wants, is, you know, to play tired and to do that stuff and to do it as a team. And, you know, it obviously sucks when you're doing it, but after the fact, I think it you know, it only brings the group closer when you do stuff like that and go through that stuff.
I was going to say, maybe you should have waited another
He was probably just thinking that.
You know what? Pretty good boys. Get out of that testing. Oh, man, that's awesome.
But his approach is, you know, pretty black and white, right? I mean, he's trying to prove his point, obviously, with the training camp. You know, as a player, you just want to know where you stand, whether you agree with it or not. You know, hearing it from the coach, when he's brutally honest, it could bring some value to your play too, right? Because a lot of times guys are in denial. I mean, I, you know, coach for 7 years, and a lot of guys, like, they don't think that they're necessarily playing that bad sometimes, you know, until you actually, like, you know, sit down and are, have to be brutally honest. So I think it just kind of removes that fluff sometimes, where guys just, like, guess what, you gotta challenge the guy a little bit and be better, right? I mean,
it's just spot on.
So, I mean, I appreciate that, you know, it's hard to be that brutally honest sometimes because, you know, guys just get in the world of hurting people's feelings and stuff like that, but it's a business, obviously, and we're trying to generate performance and results, so I appreciate that as well, so.
Yeah.
Hopefully you can keep moving this thing along in the right direction, because I think you guys, really did trend in the right direction, especially at times. Like, you guys really look like a strong team that had a nice identity and playing, you know, cohesively and, you know.
Yeah, I think with, you know, how good our young guys did this year too, you know, you had Cam and Coots back in the mix, you know, when they're healthy. I think, you know, a lot of people think we're really far off, where I don't really see that at all.
Yeah,
I think
we're talking just, with that
we just
earlier.
Said that. Yeah,
I think
earlier.
we're pretty close, and you know, we get some right pieces. I think, you know, it's really going to take off for us.
Yeah,
yeah.
And the effort, like we've talked about this several times, like the essence and the effort seem to always be there. You know, it's just a lack of maybe production, it's goal scoring at times, but the essence is there, which is to me the biggest piece, right? Yeah. The foundation seems to be laid.
Definitely different. Watching this year from you know, and not that's not a knock on anyone, you could just tell a difference when you go to the game. Even you guys get down 2-3 goals, it wasn't over.
Yeah,
you guys were always fighting back, and it was fun to watch.
Yeah.
It really was. It was fun to watch. And you're right, like Coots and Cam, like we talked about this last week. You know, minimum you're looking at 50 goals in your lineup, probably minimum.
Yeah,
you know, 25 each, but whatever. I don't think we're as far off as people want to say we are here in Philly. But I had a question for you. Was it weird not having a captain?
I mean, I think coming from G, maybe a little bit to start the year. But you know, I think we had enough older guys in the group where it kind of was fine. I mean, I think having Lotz as our only A this year was great. And you know, he played that exact role. He was so good for us the whole year. So, you know, and then you have Hazy, Provy,
yeah,
you know, obviously Coots was around the team still. So you mix those guys in, I think it was fine. And I think for, you know, I think for Torts' first year, I think it was great probably to not have one, just so, you know, everyone's kind of on the same page and things like that. But we definitely had a bunch of older guys that, you know, held on to those leadership roles without even wearing a letter. So I think for our team, I think, you know, that's really important and, you know, really good.
Yeah.
I speaking of Hazy, like, I love Hazy, Hollywood. I love the guy, man. I hated watching his presser at the end of the year. Basically, you know, he said the writing's on the wall. I know you're tight with Hollywood. It's hard to replace guys like that, man. And, you know, it's kind of sad, so... But it's going to get your thoughts on Hazy.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, you never really know what could happen. But, you know, personally, he's been so good to me. You know, his first year in Philly was my rookie year. And, you know, just a guy that really took me under his wing, was so nice to me when he really didn't have to be. You know, he signed his big deal. He could have, you know, not paid any attention to me. But he's one of my best friends, and he was so good to me. But, you know, whether he's here or not next year, we're really going to miss him. Like you said, like you, a guy with that presence and that energy in the room, like you don't really find those guys.
Right.
So we'll for sure miss him if he's gone, but you know, I'm praying that he stays.
Yeah, no, maybe not. It would be great if he
but,
didn't.
You know, obviously that's out of our control, but, you know, he's a great player and, you know, whatever happens, I wish him the best.
Yeah, for sure. He's a great guy. I remember when I was still with you guys when he signed, and I was so hyped because it was like, we kind of missed Scotty Hartnell.
Yeah,
he got traded, and him and Hazy have a lot of similarities in the locker room. And I was like, this guy's great for the room. He's, you know, I mean, I don't have to tell you guys. You guys know it, but he will be missed. And hope, but maybe he doesn't. Maybe he stays. It would be cool if he did. But I was going to ask you also a couple guy Noah Cates, pretty good year for a guy coming right in. You know, like wow.
Yeah, he's actually, it caught me. I mean, I knew how good he was. I played World Juniors with him, but you know, seeing him this year in his first full NHL season, I was, you know, he's probably one of the guys doesn't really get talked about a lot.
Yeah,
but, how right. good he was. I mean, we played games against, you know, shutting down McDavid or Crosby, whatever it was. He's played basically every game against you know, top lines and stuff like that, and was so good defensively. I think. You know, he's a guy, you know, kind of like Coots, where I could see, you know, winning a Selke in his career.
Mm-hmm.
He's that good defensively. So, you know, he's a really good player, and he's only going to get better. I mean, this is his, you know, first year. So, you know, for the future for him, it's going
to
be really special.
He was fun.
Also squeezed out 82 games, which is not an easy
guy,
feat.
Yeah.
And decent point production too, you know, playing both sides of the ice. So it's nice to see, you know, these undercover guys kind of finding their groove a little bit. Only grow for next year.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, speaking of next year, I mean, I mean, I guess we could talk about, you know, the rebuild. Does it, I guess it doesn't change your mindset going into the off season, right? I mean, you're going back to work, coming back, being, you know, better than you were this year. I mean, what's your thoughts on, I guess, the current state of the team and, you know, where this goes?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, I think it was time that the team, I think, you know, mentioned that we got to, you know, obviously, whether they use the word rebuild, I really don't see it as a rebuild. I don't think we're too far off. I think more of it's just getting guys healthy, you know, finding a few spots that we need, and then from there, you know, going, whether it, you know, maybe it might not be next year, but whether it's, you know, 2-3 years, I feel like we're right on the, you know, the right direction on where we need to go. And, you know, like I said, sometimes it's just, you know, it just clicks all of a sudden, and, you know, maybe by game 10 next year, we're, you know, 9-1, and then we just take off from there. Like, who knows? Right. You kind of go like that. So, I think for our team, I think we have a bunch of good young guys. You know, you have, you know, Frosty, Tip, some guys that are, you know, really going to take off, you know, in the next few years. So I think it's an exciting time in Philly. And, you know, I know the fans probably aren't too happy with us right now, but, you know, I think with patience and, you know, I think we're right on track.
Yeah, so. I really believe in Danny as well. I know how hard he works, and you know, I saw it as a player. I've seen it for the last few years when he didn't just get handed this job. Like he's been in the trenches doing work for years now, and I know how much he loves hockey, loves this team. He's gonna work his ass off, and I don't think it's that far either. Like you said, we were talking about that earlier. I just don't think it's that far off. So it is a fun time. We're talking about, you know, hopefully Danny gets this interim tag taken off of his name soon, and with the draft coming up, I gotta think it's gonna happen. And you know, that's when it's gonna get crazy again, but I'm looking forward to it, that's for sure.
Yeah, a lot of positive pieces. He mentioned that the young guys, like Frosty, Tip, like guys really turning it on towards the end of the season, you know, shaping up next season, right? I mean, you said get healthy, a couple younger guys stepping up a little bit more, add a couple pieces in the offseason. We were talking earlier, like, you know, it's like next year you should be fighting for a playoff spot. There's no question, right? Yes, I mean, so it's a process, and you know, I think you guys are trending in the right way for sure.
Yeah, 100%.
Nasty Knuckles listeners, it's time to get your real estate in top form. You need DLI Commercial to help you on your next construction project. These experts know how to take your project from the penalty box to all-star caliber. From complete buildouts to major renovations, they've got you covered. Let DLI Commercial help you make your next construction project a real power play. For more deets, you need to head on over to their website, dlicommercial.com.
I was going to ask you about Rocky Thompson. How'd you like Rocky? I mean, I know you're going to say, oh, he's a fucking dick. But no, how'd you like Rocky? And the reason I asked that was because he was an animal when he played. I don't know if you guys know that.
Yeah, I've seen his YouTube card.
Yeah. It's crazy.
No, but yeah, he was great. You know, I think with him, he's very in-depth with video and, like, very technical with how he wants things, and I think it was great. You know, obviously, probably our power play wasn't as good as it might be, but I felt like this year, in terms of others, like, I felt like we were a lot more prepared and exactly what we wanted to do and things like that. And, you know, I think he just brings a good energy as a, you know, guy that's played. He was a really tough guy, and he played hard. And you know, I think having that as an assistant coach really helps. You know, just having that perspective for guys that, you know, this is how you got to play. You got to block shots. Got to do that kind of stuff. So, you know, I think he's great for us. And I think, you know, him and Torts have a good relationship, and I think it kind of balances out things. And you know, it's really good.
You kind of have to balance with a guy like Torts, right? You got to have the good. He even said in one of his press conferences, you know, as an assistant coach, you kind of got, well, you know, you were a coach, kind of got to be the good guy sometimes. But funny, Rocky, like when I was way back with the Phantoms, the year we won the Cup in 97-98, Rocky played on the St. John team with Jimmy Junkyard, and Martin St. Louis was on that team. Jaguar was our goalie. But we're getting ready for game one at morning skate, and our guys had just left, and we had Frankie the Animal Bylo, so I'm not sure if you know who he is, but he was the champ in the American League. And I'm like doing some skates, all our guys left, and they're coming off the ice, St. John, and comes knock on my door, and I open it, fucking Rocky. And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, because we hadn't played him all year, but I knew who he was because everybody's always talking about him. He's like, is the animal here? And I'm like, no, he left. I'm like, we got to fight him right now. You know, like, he was so soft-spoken. He's like, could you do me a favor and just ask him if we can go tonight? And I'm like... I'll ask him. I just thought it was kind of cool, though. Like, I think he was being respectful. So Frankie comes in, and I'm like, you're going to think I'm fucking with you, man. But, like, Rocky Thompson came down here and asked if you would go with him tonight. And he's like, really? And I was like, yeah. He goes, well, of course I'm going to go with him tonight. And they
just
did.
Like that.
They fought three times.
Yeah.
They
that series,
three
right?
times. Yeah, yeah. That series, yeah. But... I heard a lot of good things about Rocky. You know, he was coaching Chicago there, and he was pretty successful in the American League. So I just wondered what, you know, how that went this year with him.
Yeah, he's a good dude. I've connected with him a few times. Yeah. Well, he's turned his life around, too. He's a really grounded human and got his head on straight. And
yeah.
Obviously a passionate for the game, too. But what's your off-season training look like? Is it kind of the same as you've done in the past, or now you're, you know, is it change? Or
a lot of hoops, right? Kevin McHale.
Yeah, I shoot a lot of hoops in the summer. I'm going to go home for probably a little over a month here. I'll probably start working out back home with my trainer back home. But then I think once the fourth hits, I'll be back here working out with our guys. So,
oh, nice.
You know, it's nice here. I bought a place last summer, so, you know, it's easy to come back. It's only a four-hour drive home. So
right.
I'm pretty back and forth the whole summer, which is nice. And, you know, obviously training here with our facilities is, you know, pretty world-class. So it's hard to beat that. And, yeah, obviously just try to put on some weight this summer, get a lot stronger. And, you know, it sounds cliche, but at the end of the day, that's what you got to do to, you know, stay in this league. So
Yeah, for sure.
And anything else you'd be focusing on? Like, I don't even know, like skill-wise, like stuff that you just kind of like feel like you need to address a little bit more, put a little more focus on? Or is it kind of like generic across the board? Just
yeah,
training?
I would say mostly generic. You know, I think for me, I think I'm going to demo a bunch of sticks this summer.
Totally.
I know a lot of guys do that, but I went back to my old pattern right at the end of the year, and I started playing a lot better. So whether I stick with that or, you know, I'm going to try a few things out this summer. But, you know, I think once I get my stick dialed in and you feel good in that sense, then, you know, then your game kind of feels good as well. So, just play with a few things. Nothing too crazy that I think I'm really focusing on. I think... Maybe off the ice, maybe just a lot more like mobility stuff, and, you know, just coming off obviously neck surgery, just being able to, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? But being a good
knowledgeable,
knowledgeable might be the word, but just being feeling good with your body, whether it's stretching or, you know, whatever it is, but just focus on that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Did you find, you mentioned that, like, because I was going to ask, like, you know, as guys get older, they seem to obviously have a better relationship with their body. Now you've had, like, major injuries in your neck, you know, and all that. Do you find yourself becoming a little bit more wise with your body, like, a little more focus and awareness on the recovery component?
100%, yeah. I mean, I think my first year in the league, like, after games and stuff, you're so young, you just, you know, get right off the ice and get right in the suit, and then that's it. But now, yeah, I feel like I'm a lot more in tune with when I need to stretch and, you know, going in early or whatever the case may be, just to take care of your body. Because, you know, as you get older, you start to feel, obviously, you know, less good. But, just focusing on certain areas. I think we have a lot of guys, too, that are really smart with it. Like, you look at, like, JVR and all those guys. But even with, like, the staff that we added this year, we have a lot more, you know, massage therapists and things like that. So it's great. And, you know, you just use that stuff and, you know, obviously – do what you need to do and, you know, go from there.
Nice.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites.
So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Are you a guy that'll watch, or will you watch the playoffs, or you kind of like?
Yeah, if I'm, you know, sitting, I'll throw it on, but I'm never like, oh, I need to watch this game.
Yeah, right, okay.
I do enjoy watching, but no, I don't watch like every game or anything.
I'm
like
such that. A nerd. Like, I want to watch every game. I'm like going back and forth. But who's gonna win it this year? Who do you got? You didn't fill out our bracket online. But
I think it's gonna be pretty tough to beat Boston. I mean, I think probably playing them in the regular season, I think they're the best hockey team I've ever played against. So,
yeah.
You know, obviously playoffs are a little different, but yeah, I think they're going to be pretty tough to beat. I think my prediction would probably be Colorado, Boston.
Final. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think Colorado just scores too much. Yeah. I know they lost game one, but you can see their offense; they're just swarming the whole game.
Yeah, they are. I will say this: I have Colorado as well, but Seattle's, as we saw, we were with you guys in Seattle. They're a fast team. They play fast. We had gone to the morning skate to see Hack, and we watched their practice, and Riggs and I were just like, Jesus, they're fast, man. They, like, really move.
Yeah, I mean, they remind me of that, you know, that Vegas team that went to the final. The one
year, right.
Like, they're all kind of, you know, on the same page. And, yeah, like you said, they're so fast. They're up and down the ice. And you know, if I wouldn't be surprised if they upset Colorado, but you know, they got a team for it.
Yeah, they do. They're fun to watch. That night, I don't know if we were just not into it, but I remember running into you guys. It was you, Lotz, and Waiter. Like, yeah, we'll be a line tomorrow. And the next day, Lotz texts me. He goes, I don't think we'll be a line again. After that game. I said, well,
it was the whole squad.
It was a lot of travel. It wasn't one line. But, but that's awesome. So you got the Bees. I agree. And Bergeron is not playing game two. I just found out. That's
Inside scoop.
It actually flashed across the screen. And I saw he's not breaking playing news. It. Yeah, breaking news. It said breaking news. Yeah, they're going to be a tough team to beat, man. They're just four lines.
They got everything.
So anyway, well, we appreciate you, man, coming on again. 2.0. Enjoy your summer, brother. Everything's going the right way. I believe it. And you're our guy, man.
Appreciate you guys having me on.
We need a little b-ball tournament with Frosty.
Yeah, we do.
We need to get something going. Riggs, no, we don't need him. He's from Winnipeg. They don't know what basketball is. Do you have courts in Winnipag? fucking frozen.
Nothing
all the time.
Quite like to do here, no.
Yeah, no, but seriously, thanks, Beezer. We appreciate you, man.
All right, a big thank you to our friend Joel Farabee.
Bees Nuts.
For popping by the studio.
Get his thoughts on the season and everything moving forward. It was nice to hear what he's thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, wish him the best in the offseason. Come back stronger and have a great season next year. So thanks, Joel.
Played 82 games.
Yeah, I know. That's amazing.
How do you go about that?
Should ask him.
Oh, we did. Yeah.
It's impressive.
Appreciate him coming in before he gets out of town here.
Yeah, I think it's that time.
Yeah. You know? You know what time it is, Ray?
I know exactly what time it is.
It is time for Clear Questions, brought to you by Clear Rum.
All right.
Let's do it.
Let's do it, Baller.
The Crizzly Bear over on Instagram. Ooh. In your opinion...
Briz?
In your opinion, how long do you see the rebuild being for the Flyers?
I'm hearing 3 years, you know... We get that ping pong ball, though.
Oh.
You trade it. You gotta trade it. We're just not ready for that yet.
I'm not sure Bedard fits in the Flyers' plans moving
Johnny
forward.
Johnny Gaudreau didn't, so I mean, obviously we're kidding. Yeah. I think, you know, I'm hearing like they're talking like 2 to 3 years. Like, obviously it's going to take some time. It's interesting with the draft and all this coming up and you know, maybe some players are asked to be moved. We don't know everything yet, but it'd be interesting to see which way they go in the draft, seeing where they fall in the draft. Riggs, do you take the best player available, or do you take the best D available, the best forward available?
I mean, I think they're at the point they got to take the best player available.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it would be nice to grab the best defenseman available because I think, you know, they're tough to come by.
Yes.
So if there's a special defenseman, obviously, you know, seventh spot, you're going to maybe grab him. But I think outside of goaltender, I'm not sure you'd waste that first pick on a goalie.
I wouldn't. No. You got a number one goalie.
Yeah, you got a number one goalie.
We've talked about that.
I think best available. But, you know, again, if it's between a forward and a defenseman, maybe the defenseman, because I think they're harder to come by. But
and they're, you know, they could be moving Provi. You know, it's up in the air. You know, you hear people talk about it. So
yeah,
it's going to be tough to replace that guy. But we'll never know. We'll see what happens.
Never know. But you know, I think the 3-year projection is somewhat realistic. I mean, I'm not sure if they're going to be necessarily a Stanley Cup contender in 3 years, but I'd like to think even next season that they should be a playoff contender. I mean, you get Coots back,
yes.
You get Atkinson back, you know, you're healthy, and you get, you know, some core pieces back, and if you add a piece or two,
yeah,
I'd like to think that they're right there in the mix, you know, right for that wild card spot.
I think so too, and you know, some people don't, but I mean, I heard, I think it was Tony at his year-end presser, he talked about those two being out, like, no one's making excuses, we say that all the time, but that's 50 goals, maybe more. Like right away.
Yeah.
With those two, with Cam and Coots in the lineup. And that's in leadership, and Coots eats minutes too.
Yeah,
like
he
plays every situation. They both do. They both play.
Yeah.
So he might have even been looking at something different if they played this year, you know? But anyway, it's a great question. I would say 3 years maybe to get them back, but I do agree with you on saying that they could get into the playoffs.
Yeah,
you know, with a healthy lineup.
Yeah,
which they haven't had in years.
Which they haven't had. Yeah.
So that's a great question, though.
Peg City Cade, he wants to know: did Nasty ever exchange in trash talk with opposing players or coaches, or just stay out of it?
I never really trash talked players. I didn't want to get shit kicked, but just because you end up knowing all the guys, you know, as a trainer.
Well, it's kind of like pointless for you.
Yeah, what am I going to be chirping a guy? Yeah. Like, of course, like to you guys, I'd be like, this guy's a pigeon. Like, grab him. But there was one time way back in when I was with the Phantoms. I think it was the year we won the Cup because Jimmy Montgomery was on the team, and I was 97 season, 97-98, and we just used to have those brawls with Hershey, and I kind of blacked out for a second. One of their guys came in, I don't want to say his name, but he came, there was basically a 5-on-5, but I think they had an extra guy on the ice somehow, and he came and he speared one of our guys from behind, and then he got twisted around to our bench, and I grabbed his jersey because they had an extra guy, and he was, like, suckering one of our guys. I think he was suckering Sean McCosh. So I kind of grabbed his jersey, and I kind of, like, just pulled it down so he couldn't hit him. And next thing you know, Monty's got his glove on. Monty just drives him right in the face. And I let go of the guy's arm. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm going to get in trouble. Because, you know, it's video. Even that long
the
ago.
VHS.
the VHS, you know. But that's the only time I ever did anything, and I was like, what am I doing? I was trying to help our guy.
Yeah,
you know, so, but no, I never really talked any smack to anyone because it would be pointless for me.
Probably unnecessary for pigeon, you to be
pigeon
involved.
Equipment guy talking shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the only time I got involved.
Only time, man.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just a peaceful guy.
Yeah, very peaceful. Yeah. Loving guy.
Yeah,
not it. As cuddly as you. But,
no.
We got one.
He throws his arm out like that. Come on, man. How'd you go about that? All right, baller. Sorry.
One final one from Dr. Brizgalov over on Twitter.
Chris. He's the doctor now? This guy does it all, man.
Do you think the NHL should allow fight milk on the benches?
Explain what fight milk is.
I think it's from Sony in Philadelphia. Little milk, little vodka. Some eggs in there.
Debo, he talks. Hey, where's your mic, Debo? Well, I don't think you can have vodka on the bench. I just don't think that's allowed.
I think that's forbidden.
I do.
Last time I checked.
I can see you drinking some raw eggs before you used to play.
I'm not sure I'd be drinking raw eggs during the game.
No, kidding.
Trying to fast.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you don't want to be clogging up the old GI with raw eggs.
It just seems
like something that's really not ideal for any athlete to be doing during competition. But
yeah. I think the vodka, no. And I don't think anyone's going to drink eggs either.
No. Probably not.
During a bench, but good question.
Who knows?
And I'm glad Debo knew what it was. Yeah. I didn't know.
I mean, guys have done crazier things, but I think well, the vodka's banned. And yeah, right.
Bernie, God bless him, man. He passed away.
Yeah, he might have.
He
rubbed it on his gums.
He used to eat that Flexol and everything. I couldn't believe it. Flexol, and we had Chris Felix, our old cat man. God rest him too. He had this stuff, and we called it cat jizz because it was like way hotter. That's what it was on this. It was on this bottle. It's this blank bottle, and it was tape around it. It said cat jizz.
Oh my god!
And they're like, "You won't eat that, Bernie." He's like, "Power bar, boom."
We're like,
oh my god! No, he couldn't have lunked
it. No, I can't.
But
understand.
How did that burn your insides out? I don't know how.
I just could never understand what the advantage would be to ever putting that into your mouth. I mean,
I think he just
did
there
just to be crazy.
The boys,
yeah,
loved
just to get
it
guys going,
get him to do it. But yeah, anyway,
crazy bastard.
So no, I don't think we'll get that the milk on the
bench. Probably not.
No, but I think they'll stick with BioSteel.
might want to go with some proven electrolate formulations.
Yeah, I think that's
where
they
start mixing vodka and raw eggs, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Crazier things have happened, Nast. I think that's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
Episode 150.
I was going to say, what was it?
105?
Get it together, Riggs. I was going to say we could try it in a men's league game.
We could try it.
Yeah.
Boys would like it.
Boys might. Couple of them, but that's a wrap, buddy.
That's a wrap. Episode 114 in the books. Check us out next week for episode 115. Be sure to like, subscribe, comment, ask questions. Until then, Nast, stay safe, knuckleheads.
See ya.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.